Welcome back to our look at the Jaguars' 20th season. Looking at the moments that made this franchise, Brian Sexton along with John Osher, you know, the Jaguars got very good very quickly. They were never better, though, than that 14-2 team back in 1999.
Well, and it's interesting, when I was writing some of the stories on this piece, you look at that team and the names on that team, Mark Brunell, but Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCarr, you know, Tony Boselli, Leon Searcy, Fred Taylor, goes on and on. And they're really guys who defined that early era, and they were all going strong on that one year. And everything sort of broke right, and they went 14-2. And, you know, I think what people forget is not every team gets that, and not every team gets to fulfill their plan. And I thought all during that 99 season, you were there, it just felt like they were fulfilling that five-year plan, and they were peaking at the right time until the end.
Well, and of course, when you look at it, they really got themselves into that position when they went out in free agency mm-hmm. and spent the money on Kyle Brady to complete their offense, and Gary Walker and Carnell Lake to take a defense to another level. Ultimately, those expenditures
sure.
cost them dearly, as that salary cap was a total mess. But for that one year,
right?
Remember, Vinny Testaverde and the Jets, on opening day, they were thought to be the favorite in the AFC.
He
blows his ACL, or his Achilles, whichever
right.
one it was.
Achilles.
And then all of a sudden, their season's done. The Jaguars go right to the front of the class. You know, and other than those games against the Titans, they were clearly the best team on the field in every situation all season long.
Yeah, they were very good. And it was just, you don't get to cover that many teams and seasons where all of a sudden things really get going and the wins seem easy. And all of a sudden they were reeling off wins. I remember a game out here against Denver, where Denver had been to the Super Bowl and won two straight Super Bowls.
Right.
And they came here, and Elway was gone, and they weren't the same team, but they really played the Jaguars well. And yet at the very end, Mike Hollis kicks a field goal. They always, that team, figured out a way to get it done during the season, no matter the opponent, and as a result, went into the playoffs with home field.
Well, and I'll give you another on that one very game. In that game, Fred Taylor had a bad hamstring,
right.
but James Stewart got banged up. Fred comes off, hadn't really played in a couple of weeks,
yep.
and scores a big touchdown to give the Jaguars a second-half yep. lead and really give them a chance to win the ballgame. That was the depth that they had.
Right. So much talent. I think it was 7 Pro Bowlers. People forget Kevin Hardy, Tony Braxton.
3 guys with 10 sacks.
And that team was very, very, very good on defense, and it had all his offensive skill players. You know, just a loaded team, and they did turn in a special season.
And they had the highest of highs with a 62-7 playoff win over Miami, and then the lowest of lows with that AFC championship loss to the Titans. So that's 14-2. It was a fun season to cover, and we've got a lot of fun moments to share with you here on Jaguars.com as we celebrate the 20th season.